SCP-1678, Un-London. Modern humans have been building structures to protect themselves in case of disaster for a long time now. From storm cellars across the Midwest of the US, to air raid shelters in the UK, to personal fallout shelters built to protect against a possible nuclear attack. Sometimes these shelters are small, only capable of sustaining a handful of people, while some are built to hold thousands of people. And then there's Un-London. SCP-1678 can be summarized simply enough. A duplicate city built beneath London in a Victorian style of architecture. But this wouldn't be an SCP without some anomalies. SCP-1678 is located a kilometer beneath the city of London, and from what the Foundation has explored, seems to be an exact duplicate of the city as far as street and building layouts are concerned, as well as building sizes and shapes. As far as the Foundation can tell, 1678 was created instantaneously through an unknown process, centered on the Houses of Parliament. This is evidenced by the fact that the buildings nearest to the Houses of Parliament are constructed with traditional materials, with no obvious flaws in design. But as the distance increases from there, buildings start to incorporate odd materials and designs, such as being constructed entirely out of copper pipes, or buildings containing no floors or windows. This is a very similar effect to SCP-184, the architect, signifying a possible correlation between the two. Buildings are made with a Victorian-era style of architecture, and mostly resembles London as it appeared during that time. But there are also duplicates of more modern structures made in a Victorian style. The city is very lightly illuminated, with traditional gas lighting, although some of the distant lights appear as just floating orbs, and it's unknown how the city is supplied with oxygen or gas. It would seem that the city has been outfitted to house far more people than normal, with closely grouped bunk beds found in any building suitable for housing. Despite this intent of mass housing, however, researchers have found the majority of buildings to be unfit for habitation, with large amounts of mold, damp, and poor construction, likely due to whatever effect created these buildings in the first place. The only food that has been found so far comes from steel vending machines located in every building used for housing. These vending machines take the form of pumps, similar to fuel dispensers, and upon payment will pump out a half liter of edible gel. This substance, known as Dr. Goody's Wonder Food, contains various minerals, vitamins, fats, and bulking agents, as well as several unknown molecular structures. While this porridge-like substance will sustain an individual for a number of weeks, long-term consumption will cause individuals to become dangerously underweight, with a strong chance of contracting illnesses such as scurvy. Additionally, regular consumers are found to be more obedient to authority, and less likely to engage in acts of violence or sex, and will possess consistently high morale as long as they keep consuming it regularly. Foundation personnel are forbidden from consuming the substance. Although most of the buildings in the city that the Foundation has explored are used for housing, they have found some notable others. Researchers found a duplicate of the Natural History Museum, which contained representations of several SCPs in an exhibit titled The Fall of Man. The Foundation hopes to expand their contained perimeter to reach the museum, so that they can form a forward command post and eventually reach the Houses of Parliament, where they believe who or whatever is responsible for creating the city can be found. Upon entry into the city, a voice recording will play, in which an individual proclaims that, if you're hearing this, then the world as we know it has ended. The recording seems to imply that all the horrors from the dark corners of the world have broken free and taken over the planet. The ones who sought to contain these horrors, possibly alluding to the Foundation and other organizations, have been killed or scattered, along with anyone else who resisted. The world belongs to them now, and the survivors can gather in Un-London, where they can wait and prepare for a new beginning, since the monsters will inevitably turn on one another. The voice goes on to say how the survivors will eventually emerge from the city back to the surface, where their children will play among the bones of the long dead, and there will be a new age of mankind. They end the recording by saying how they will summon forth Unlondon, and it will burst from the ashes like a phoenix to become the first city of the new world. A number of other voice recordings periodically play throughout Unlondon. Some just reciting the current time, others warning you to stay away from restricted areas, and others that are a bit more perplexing. Some of them warn about mimetic creatures, suggesting the listener get a psych assessment to find out if they're affected. One mentions a pattern screamer, which someday will likely get their own video, but they are essentially non-entities outside of reality that grow much more powerful based on mass awareness. Another says that swelling and abnormal growths could be an early sign of possession by an entity known as the Slaver Man, which as far as I'm aware is an unknown entity unique to 1678. So far as the Foundation has found, Unlondon is almost entirely devoid of living creatures, but there are a number of entities present in the city. Primarily, there are the Bobbies, which seem to act as the police of the city. They are constructed of human corpses that have been dismembered and reassembled with hinges and screws, and their heads are wrapped in bandages. So far, they have only responded to the Foundation's presence by immediately attacking their personnel with improvised weapons. When doing so, the Bobbies emit a sound similar to a police whistle, and loudspeakers in a 100-meter radius play an audio recording telling the criminal to halt. Bobbies will also be notified somehow if an individual approaches a restricted area in the city, and will soon arrive. These entities are extremely resistant to damage, and so far only high-caliber rounds and explosives have destroyed them. It's believed that these Bobbies are actually former criminals, taken to a location in the city called Bryson's Home for the Poor. This is evident by the inmate-style jumpsuit worn under their uniforms, as well as one of the audio recordings mentioning that crime will not be tolerated, and society's tormentors will become its defenders. It's also suggested that the same fate will happen to the impoverished. There are also small flying constructs throughout the city known as the Eyes in the Sky, consisting of organic matter connected to a copper exoskeleton in the shape of a small bird, believed to once resemble a pigeon. These constructs are equipped with a small video camera and possess an uncanny ability to track individuals. Finally, there are the Wretches, humanoid figures dressed in rags, usually resembling old women. They are typically found on street corners with begging dishes, and beg for food or money from any personnel nearby. Giving them food apparently causes them to begin weeping before vanishing in a burst of black smoke. Another audio recording mentions them by saying not to pity the wretch and allow them to pay the price of their betrayal for all eternity. So there's quite a few interesting things at work here, and even more things that are only hinted at or implied. A good SCP is often one that makes you continue to ask questions, even after finishing reading it. Who built Unlondon, and what disaster is it meant to prepare for? How was it built instantaneously, but with such defects? Where did the first Bobbies come from, and what did the wretches do to betray the city? At a glance, Unlondon is not an incredibly original concept, as underground or otherwise remote utopias have been used throughout fiction, from Bioshock to Neil Gaiman's Neverwhere, and most glaringly, China Mieville's Unlondon. While the concept might not be terribly original, there is enough here to pique one's interest, and it's certainly strange enough for the world of SCP.